Hi, everyone. I'm the host of The VoiceOver Junction, Michael Sanchez. You know, since I started the podcast, two of the most frequently asked questions are, why did you start a podcast? And why did you name it The VoiceOver Junction? I'm excited to have some really fantastic interviews lined up over the next few weeks. But before that happened, I wanted to take a few moments to answer the aforementioned questions. The idea started in the summer of 2021. I had gotten into using the Clubhouse app, and early on I discovered that voice actor Jody Krangle had a weekly room called Voices in Podcasting. Since it was tangentially related to voiceover, I thought I'd pop in and listen because I might pick up a few tidbits of info that would be helpful in my voiceover business. Well, it turns out that things went a different direction than I ever thought they would. As I kept coming back, I started noticing the universe sending me signs that perhaps starting my own podcast should be something that I start looking into. Now it was time to start thinking about what that show was going to feel like. As some of you know, I'm a teacher, a middle school band director to be precise, and I love helping people learn. So naturally, the podcast would be educational in nature. I started thinking about what format my show would be: solo, co-host, panel, something else. I also started looking in the voiceover podcasting world and seeing what there was in abundance, but more importantly, what wasn't so abundant. I decided on an interview style show because it would help me facilitate a discussion with someone who's an expert in their particular realm of voiceover. An interview format that was narrowly targeted was important to me as well. There are some really fun podcasts out there where the participants cover all sorts of things: how the featured guest got started, their latest project, funny stories, musings and ramblings, rants and raves, and so on. However, what wasn't so plentiful were podcasts that I consider very utilitarian. Podcasts where there's more bang for the buck minute by minute. You listen, you get a ton of concrete, pragmatic information about a particular topic, and then you go about your day. Podcasts that were under an hour. Once I saw that there was a need I was able to fill, I went to YouTube University and started watching every video I could about podcasting. I watched hours upon hours of videos over the next several weeks until I felt like I had enough information to get started. I also kept going to the Voices in Podcasting weekly Clubhouse meeting and getting some really solid information from hosts Jody Krangle, Cheryl Halling, and Anne Ganguza, as well as their guests and participants. On a side note, I lovingly and affectionately refer to Jody, Cheryl, and Anne as the fairy godmothers of my podcast. As I was doing all of this, I was also thinking of a name for my podcast. I finally decided on The VoiceOver Junction for a few reasons. First, some of the names I wanted were already taken, either by other podcasts or by voiceover courses of study, programs, and other offerings. While that was unfortunate, it was a blessing in disguise because I'd have to be a bit more clever in naming my podcast. I love the idea of how voice actors are all on different paths. Some folks hate their day job and want to go full-time in voiceover. Others, like me, love their day jobs but also love voice acting. Some are just jumping in to see what this is all about, and others kind of just fell into it. There are practically as many reasons people are in voice acting as there are voice actors. I envision my podcast being a meeting place, or a junction, where voice actors can come together for 30 to 45 minutes every so often and learn from one another. When our time together is over, then we all go our separate ways until the next episode. Truth be told, when I decided upon the name, of course the first thing that came into my head was the old Schoolhouse Rock song, Conjunction Junction. Having been born in the 80s, I've always loved so many things about that decade. That's why my cover art looks like it could be straight out of that time period. My intro music sounds like it could have been the intro to a 1980s PBS show, and my audio logo at the end of the show sounds like it could have been played at the end of an educational video from the 80s. I needed something unique to stand out, and I think I found something that really hits the mark. I hope it's evident in every episode that I'm having a blast doing this. The voiceover community has been so generous in sharing their time and expertise with me, and it's my distinct pleasure to continue this tradition of support and helpfulness in the industry we all love so dearly. For those of you who have been with me so far, I'm glad we're on this journey together. If you're just joining me, welcome aboard! I'm looking forward to continuing to bring you great guests, informative interviews, and maybe even a laugh or two along the way. I'll see you next time at the VoiceOver Junction. Well, folks, that's it for now. If you've enjoyed today's episode of the VoiceOver Junction, I hope you'll consider subscribing and leaving me a rating. I'm your host, Michael Sanchez. I'll see you on the next one.
This has been an Evergreen VoiceOver production.